A Marine from Charlotte, North Carolina, who was killed in Iraq early this month, has laid to rest this weekend, leaving behind family, friends, and a fiancé. From member station WFAE, Simone Orendine has this remembrance of Cliff Gola.
21-year-old Lance Corporal Cliff Gola made an impression wherever he went.
Cliff was a special person, though. He was the type of person that he could walk into any room and not even know you for 1 second. And just from him being there and you talking to him, everybody wants to go to parties with him.
That's Wayne Ingram, Corporal Gola's brother-in-law. He says Gola was committed to being a Marine.
I remember a conversation me and him had down here on the couch about him saying that he didn't think he was going to come back from Iraq, and he just starts laughing, like, you know, so nonchalantly, like, he knew what he had to do.
Gola was on his second tour of Iraq, leading a squad of 10 men. The family says he was clearing mines in Al-Anbar province when a roadside bomb detonated and killed him. Gola's sister, Lynette Ingram, says her brother died a hero.
He was the first one to get hit by anything and the only one to die in that group, but because he took that sacrifice, he saved those 10 boys.
At Gola's funeral, a Marine captain gave his family a Purple Heart for that sacrifice. 22-year-old Lynette wears a silver dog tag replica around her neck with her brother's information engraved on it. The two siblings had a strong bond.
We are only a year apart. So we ended up having all the same friends, and I remember I used to get aggravated because when I started driving, he came everywhere with me, and I was just like, Jesus, can you please get your own friends? But, I mean, that's just the way we were. We were always extremely close.
She says they hung out in the same circle dating back to junior high. Brandon Hellman was a classmate at Northwest School of the Arts.
We went through it all, blood, sweat, and tears. Everything. I mean, you name it, we probably did it, you know? Yeah, we had our little days of getting in trouble, running around doing little knucklehead stuff.
It was during one of those knucklehead stints that the boys got into a fight at a party. Hellman says someone tried to mow them down in an SUV, and he wound up in the hospital in a coma. Brandon Hellman remembers coming out of the fog.
Everybody told me, you know, they was like, man, Cliff's been here for like 3 weeks straight. You know, he hasn't gone to school. He hasn't done nothing. He's barely even slept. You know, he's been sleeping right there on that waiting room chair.
Hellman lifts up his shirt. On the left side of his torso is a simple black ink tattoo of Gola in uniform.
What that symbolizes, the type of guy that he was. You know, he was always right beside me. So that's why I got him tattooed on my side. So even in death, he'll always be beside me.
How curious the fallen look instantly. Their ashen bodies began to meld with the ground.
Lynette Ingram reads from a poem written by her brother. Marines gave the family this message. It was in Cliff Gola's pocket on the day he died.
It is uncanny as you look. You sense a great deal of pleasure in your being alive. He who was so full of animation a few moments ago now dies eternally inanimate. You are alive. A future is still yours.
Lynette says other Marines have reproduced her brother's poem and carry it in their pockets. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Charlotte.